We're the At Work Nation.
105.7
WROR.
Is your benefits package at work a little, weak?
We do not allow hordes of killer bees on our premise.
Well, come work with us.
Hi, this is Cindy.
This is Bill.
This is Jackie.
I'm WROR's employee of the day.
Weekdays from 10 till 3, WROR At Work Nation members get great benefits, no repeats, and very few interruptions. And the WROR employee of the day gets even more benefits.
A pair of tickets to see Eric Clapton.
Get out!
A pair of tickets to go see the Eagles. Free gasoline.
That is insane. I can't even believe it.
Job requirements are simple. Kick off the workday with Lorne and Wally. End the workday with Paul Perry. Pick out your favorite songs at noon.
Here's Born to Run.
Sweet Caroline.
Here's some Three Dog Night.
This next song is Radar Love.
Fill out an application at WROR.com. The At Work Nation. 105.7 WROR.
It's the color of
Pilgrim.org.
105.7 WRR. I can't believe it. We got Larry on the line. Hello. You there, Larry?
Morning, Lauren and Wally. How are you? Pass a motorcycle.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. And now let's go ahead and check your sports morning. Waldo's here. 105.7 WRR, 615.
The Celtics beat the...
That's your sports brought to you by Helping Hands of America. And one quick little addendum to your sports this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Jim McKay passed away over the weekend.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
You know that scene?
Yep.
Where the skier came off?
Yep.
Human drama of athletic competition.
The skier was not hurt. The guy he landed on was killed.
Really?
This is ABC's Wide World of Sport.
The amazing thing about this, Jim McKay hosted that show over four decades.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It is unbelievable.
He won 13 Emmys, covered 12 Summer Olympic Games, and many of you are probably way too young to remember this, but he was at the Summer Olympics in Munich in 1972 when Palestinian terrorists kidnapped 11 Israeli athletes, and Jim McKay turned from sportscaster to newscaster and covered the whole thing live. It was an amazing thing.
How did he say it? They're all gone.
Yep,
he was great. No question about it.
Okay, it's 18 minutes past 6. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the early men from Maine this morning, so here we go.
Welcome to another from Maine.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Immediately following the Lorne and Wally Show, it's the At Work Nation. No repeats and fewer interruptions. 105.7 WROR.
Oh. 105.7 WROR. Maybe I'm amazed. That's McCartney and Wings. This is Lorne and Wally. Good morning. It's 6:25. Let's see what's going on with that commute. The Hankster standing by right now. Hanky Smanky, how we doing now, buddy?
Hank Morse, 105.7 WROR.
Thank you very much, Hank. Here's the forecast. We got two more days of the heat. Hazy, hot, and humid today with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. 93 for the high. And then tonight's going to be warm, very sticky night. Another tough sleeping night. 74, 75, but very humid. And then tomorrow, hazy, hot, humid, muggy, showers or thunderstorms, late 94. Wednesday, we get a break. It's only going to be 83 for the high. On Wednesday, sunny and clouds and 83. And then Thursday, looks like the pick of the week. Sunshine, 78. And so far, it looks like things are going to be real good for the Big Men from Maine adventure.
Yes.
Coming up on Friday morning, it looks like about 80 degrees and sunshiny on Friday. We'll keep an eye on that for you here. Don't forget, the Men from Maine super bus pulls out of here shortly after 4 and meets us at $3 Dewey's on Friday morning for the Men from Maine scavenger hunt finals. Okay?
This is going to be a terrific event, which, by the way, you are invited. If you want to drive up there and enjoy the show, you can come up on Friday morning.
Yeah, just come up on your own.
To $3 Dewey's. It's on Commercial Street.
We have directions on the, just go to WRR.com. Okay, we have directions on the website for you to get you there, okay?
It's right on the corner. I'm not sure which the address would be, but it's Commercial Street is one of the corners that it's on. And it's a nice place, big, and we're going to have a comedy show after our program is done. With
Bob Marley's going to be with us. Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Make plans on joining us Friday morning. It is going to be some kind of hoot, friends. What?